This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you had a child starting kindy this week like I did, come on, it's a pretty big deal. For most young children, starting big school is going to be the most important transition they've faced in their life so far, because it's not just about the change in routine, but also the massive leap in expectations of their behaviour. So I thought it was worth asking, how can we help them through this time of transition? Colette Smart's a psychologist and also importantly, a mum of three. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina. You had a big day.
I did. It was such a lovely day, Colette. I felt so pleased that I could just take the day off and be there for my Molly, and, you know, it was such a special time. It's a big change for kids, isn't it, Colette?
I know, and it's such a big milestone. Oh, it's fantastic you were there. Such a wonderful time. I know. I remember all of my three pretty well. So
yeah. What do you think are the biggest challenges for the kids in their first weeks?
So I think some of the practical stuff are things like, you know, helping your kids do things that seem basic to us, like being able to take your jumper inside out, you know, if the sleeves the wrong way. Often we tend to do that for our little ones and forget that when they get to school, the teacher's then got 25 jumpers to take inside out, lunch wrappers, and then obviously things like even doing things like saying to them, what kind of things could you say to someone new? And actually reassuring even a five-year-old that everybody's feeling nervous. So giving them words to say. So, hi, my name's Molly, for example. What's your favorite sport? Little children are nervous, so they don't know what to say to somebody else. So helping them along is great, even at that age.
That's true. I guess the thing that I was most concerned about for my daughter in particular was the expectations of behaviour in the classroom, you know, like having to sit still, not talking when the teacher's talking, that kind of stuff. How can we help them out with that?
Well, I think teachers are really fantastic at that. They're trained to know, so it's not something we have to worry about too much. Okay. However, we can help our kids along by really starting to have some expectations of them, like sitting at dinner until everyone's finished. You know, at five, that's quite a big thing, to sit at your chair for another 2 minutes. But learning that at home, we expect you just to sit for another 2 minutes on your chair, or waiting your turn at home for someone to talk. And that's often your youngest. I'll have to say my youngest is the one that struggles with that the most, because they're used to being the baby and everyone, you know, hanging on their every word.
Yes.
Now they're one of 25 or however many. They have to wait till other people are finished. Carry on reading at home at night. And then the biggest one I know, my recommendation and teachers ask is really do your best at no tech before school in the mornings. Kids, it affects their concentration a great deal. They zoned out by the time they get to school. So even doing things like setting up something for them to do in the mornings that takes the place of TV that they might be used to, setting up a reading area in their room or a play area the night before, or drawing. So something that they can do that's quiet but not zoning their brains at all, or overstimulating their brains.
That's really good advice. And honestly, that talking one is a big one in our house. We're still trying, but we're not doing too well with that one.
So are we, don't worry.
Yeah. So, Colette, I guess what about for parents who they've had it hasn't gone well this week, and maybe their child's been bursting to tears at the gate or hasn't wanted to go out the front door? I mean, what do you do in that situation?
So I think just keep up the routine. So have your routine the same in the morning. So routines make children feel very secure and very comfortable. So dress first, then eat, then brush your teeth, then have a play, and then we will leave. Don't stress if you're a bit late some mornings, but really try and keep it as routine as possible. Having a good bedtime at night. Children are very tired in their first few weeks of school. Not just the physical, it's the whole emotional stress for them. So be patient with the tears, but ask your teacher for suggestions. They're very good knowing what to do when children are crying, and be aware that you should kiss and leave. We want to hang on and keep comforting, and it just prolongs the agony. I've seen it when I taught kindy, my very early years of teaching. The children settled very quickly after mum or dad are out of sight. One last thing that I often suggest is having a little memento for those really anxious children to hang on to, whether it's something you choose together that you pop in their lunchbox or in their pocket, or even a key ring that, you know, can't get lost, that you just say to them, every time you think of mummy, just look at that and know that I'm thinking of you.
Oh, so that's good, yeah.
Comforting.
That's great. Well, just finally, Colette, what about the end of the day? Like, you know, when they get home from school, do you have any advice about how to play that out? Because that can be the time when sort of the meltdowns and things happen, can't it?
Yeah. And it does. They hold on to the emotions so well during the day and they will fall apart at home. And it's okay. You're not a bad parent. It can be exhausting for the parents when they come and have a huge tantrum at the end of the day. But things like giving them food as fast as you can. That was my youngest. If I didn't give him food as fast as I could, the meltdown just was prolonged.
That was my eldest, yep.
But then give them downtime. Again, you know, I'm not anti-TV, but other things that can calm them or quieten their minds so that they can just relax a little by the time they get home and just, again, the routines are a big thing for the afternoon. Keep the routine going so that they settle quickly and just get used to what happens in their afternoons. I think that's quite important.
Okay. Well, thank you for that good advice, Colette. And we just got to be patient, don't we? That's the thing when they have those meltdowns. It's really hard. But
it does go. It does end. And they do get used to it. And for those little ones that are really unsettled, just hang in there. If parents are unsettled, the children pick up on that. So just really try and get yourself calm and your children will be calmer.
Fantastic. Thank you, Colette. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's child and adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. You can find her online at colettesmart.com.